So dictation for Natasha Murray, NATASHA MURRAY, date of service 6/14/2022, date of accident 2/12/2021, and date of birth 7/22/1986. This patient, Natasha Murray, complains of pain in the left shoulder and lower back to the tune of 7. And ADLs are affected around 7. 50% improvement has been reported by the patient. And she reports that all of these symptoms happened as a result of an automobile accident where she was rear-ended, another car in front, and that impact caused her some headaches without any TBI symptoms and some pain in the left wrist also started happening. The x-rays of the wrist was completely negative. The MRIs have a borderline findings, retrolisthesis, trace of it, L5-S1, and facet arthropathy, L1, L2 to L3, L4, as well as trace bulging at C5-6. Yes. And in the left shoulder, there is a mild subacromial bursitis. The patient has been informed about these findings and options have been discussed in great detail. The ADLs that patient reports affected are sleep 8 and general activity, mood, walking ability, work and relationship with other people are affected 6, enjoyment of life affected 5. In the system review, patient reports she is suffering from headaches with fatigue, tension, lack of focus, anxiety, but there is no history of vision disturbances or confusion, disorientation, or any loss of memory or loss of balance. Pain and numbness, patient has a moderate pain in shoulder on the left side and the left wrist as well as lower back, with pain in the lower back and shoulder. No other symptoms are checked. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool is reported. And in the GI, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. In last 30 days, patient reports that there is no changes in the pain level. Overall, there is improvement. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Ultram. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance with the patient reports full compliance with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 130/80. Pulse is 69, pulse oxygen is 99. The rest of the physical examination is sent from the previous visit of 5/12/2022, dictation number 0514-069. Diagnosis remains the same plan of care. All the MRIs discussed at great detail. The patient was pointing pain at the scaphoid fossa and hence a CAT scan for left wrist has been ordered. Patient is advised regarding subacromial bursa injection and possibly lumbar epidural injection and surgical epidural if the pains continue. The the physical therapy has been stopped since patient has more than a year of physical therapy. She still remains disabled for work, housework and transportation and a case management. And MEPs have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, and she has provided a continuation of the medication with the Celebrex. Tramadol ER 100 milligram twice a day, Lunesta 30, one tablet at night, Toprol XL, and lidocaine patch for the topical pain relief. Furoset 1-2 every 6 hours for headaches, and two refills are present. The patient we'll schedule her appointment for LESI if her pains are not bad. Patient will be seen in 1 month time for follow-up visit. Thank you very much.